Celebrity Scoop on BBC Radio Kent.
Yes, you're right.
Singer-songwriter Leo Sayer has been recording music for 40 years and in 1973 recorded his debut album Silverbird. Number ones including You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, When I Need You and Thunder in My Heart, which we started today's programme with. He's had 27 top 40 singles. He's won a Grammy Award and he's coming to Kent next month. Speaking to me today from his home in Sydney, he was battling with the heat.
The city is full of moths, would you believe? There's been an explosion of moths and it's very humid, it's very hot, it's very windy. Summer is on the way.
Baby, though I chose this lonely life, it seems it's strangling me now.
Well, I wanted to chat to you about the very beginning, really, 40 years ago, yeah. And Adam Faith, of course, Terry
yes,
Nellums,
absolutely.
Who was your co-producer, co-manager at the very beginning, lived in Tewdley here in Kent at the end of his life, and
I
can't believe it's 10 years ago, I bet you can't, that he died.
I know, it's quite incredible. I remember going to the funeral. I remember being a coffin bearer with, sad to report, with Roger Daltrey. The two of us were at the front of the procession. I remember Michael Parkinson doing the eulogy and my lovely photographer friend who used to take all my pictures and his great friend as well, Terry O'Neill, sitting with him and both of us being very upset. And, it was kind of sad. He was an amazing man with a great legacy, but he was very much the man who gave me my confidence and took me under my wing. If I was a sportsman, he was my trainer.
That career really started not so far from where we are, but in Shoreham and Brighton, and that's where it all sort of kicked off.
Well, with David Courtney, co-writer and co-producer with him, and David, who really discovered me right at the start because I went to an audition which David held, and then David decided he didn't want to be a manager. He really wanted to write songs. He'd always had this idea of, great musical ideas. So when he met me and I wrote lyrics and words and sang, it was a kind of perfect marriage in a way, But with Adam, then he took me to see Adam. He'd played drums with Adam in a previous kind of lifetime when he was a drummer and in Adam's band. And suddenly it's the three of us against the world. We sort of cloistered ourselves away and worked on something very special. And, Adam had this kind of way of, in the music, in the production, he thought like a film director. He was a kind of Antonioni who had visions of how a song, the kind of landscape that you'd put a song in. And there's a few things on that first album, 40 years old, this very October. There are a few things in there like The Wires Everybody Going Home that are little mini symphonies, And I think that's what gave Silverbird, my first album, its uniqueness, and that's what really marked it out. And he spotted that in the songs. He spotted something very, very theatrical, very vaudeville, very, very lyrical. And he knew that I was a very lyrical writer. So he helped us bring that out. The production was often very sparse and very simple, but it was very effective.
And if you sigh again to me, that we could all be free, I'll have to leave.
The Show Must Go On was the hit that was out 40 years ago at this time, and that song was so different to anything else that was out, the way that it was produced.
And that song, and it sounds a bit of a cliche, but the reality is The Show Must Go On has been very much what you have continued to do. People talk about retrospective and looking back and looking forward. But we know with songs like you with 2006, with the LA DJ Mech, you haven't necessarily recreated or reinvented yourself. You've been a constant. And maybe that's what...
Well, it's nice of you to have spotted, because, you see, there's been a lot of different musical styles, because I never wanted to stick. I get bored very easily. So, but it's nice that you spot that the same person is it, because I can see it. Because to me, some people ask me, say, hey, but what's your favourite song? And I say, well, there isn't one really, because they're all just chapters in the book. Each one supports another one, and they're different facets of me, and there's something that I've got to explore. I mean, I'm doing a new album at the minute, and I'm finding even more facets to explore in that, and it's kind of fascinating that there are still things that I sit down and I think, unfinished business. I've got to do one of those, and I've got to do this. And so there's always facets that can be found. Yeah, it's a bit like a gemstone, really, and you suddenly just look around the corner and, oh, there's another face there we can polish.